We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, I like that you're even like walking out the room as I come in. Oh, you're fixing the lights. Okay, I was going to say, he knows. He knows what the 6 o'clock hour is now.
Yeah, this is...
Is this a thing?
It's a thing? I need to know
not
now.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing today.
Thing or not a thing?
A thing. But watching draft day the night before the NFL draft is not a thing, just so we're clear. Can I get a little backup on that, JP?
Okay, so you got to know a lot about all the shows and all the people involved in order to really dissect this one, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to take this one to the extreme, but stay with me. And the only reason why I know this about Ken is because it's the same ritual that I do. Ritual makes it sound very bad, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like a sacrifice is about
really,
to happen.
It really does. Yeah. So every baseball season, I'll watch Ken Burns baseball before baseball season gets underway.
That's fine. That's awesome. That's a great documentary.
So Ken has admitted that's the same thing that Ken does, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I can't speak to the dynamics of the morning show, but they've gone through producers. I mean, you've seen the list. They go through producers
pretty
easily.
It's like drummer for Spinal Tap.
Basically, yeah. Anytime you can do a Spinal Tap reference, you really...
Very topical.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
And so I think what happened here is I think Mitch is trying to relate to Ken, right? I don't know how it's going in the morning.
So
is it going well? Is
it
not going well? No, I don't think he does it. I think he's a big movie guy, but I think he's trying to come up with his own version of what Ken does to try to get in good graces with Ken. Like, hey, look, we're not too different. I have rituals, too.
Here's the only thing. There's one piece you're missing here.
So I don't think he actually does it.
Here's the thing. Mitch is too earnest.
He's a big movie guy. I just don't believe he actually does it.
But my point is that...
No, I could see him doing it.
My point is... Well, yeah.
It's too bad of a movie to do it every single year.
I mean, the kid... Can we call him a kid? Is he a kid?
Yeah, he's like 25.
He's 26.
Yeah, that's you're still...
Yeah, but what else has he got going on?
You can rent a car.
Yeah, yeah, he's single.
No, you can only watch that movie so many times. Like, Ken Burns baseball
we could, but...
I would say I believe him. You know why? Keith, you would attest to this too, I believe. I mean, the kid literally brought in a Jim Brown jersey and wore it over top of his shoulder the day that Jim Brown died.
All right,
he's pretty locked into the Browns.
And can I also say this? How old is he? Is he 26? I think he's 26.
He's a sweet young boy.
Right. I think he's trying to bond with Ken.
When did the movie come out? 2014.
Okay.
It's been 10
so
years,
he would have been 14.
I like that you asked that as if I would know that knowledge off
it
the top
rhetorical.
Of my head.
It was rhetorical. I was waiting to see. I was fishing. He was 14 when the movie came out.
Catch anything?
So, of course he's... There's a whole generation of kids that grew up on the Star Wars prequels that think they're legitimate Star Wars movies. And they're wrong, but they grew up with them. If you watch something, little kids have no taste. It's just the reality of the situation. They have no idea what a good movie and bad movie is. So if a movie that, I mean, objectively sucks, like the Star Wars prequel, or in the case of Draft Day, if it came out when you were still young enough, you could have just seen it, been like that. No, you're thinking like an adult.
At some point, you readjust your expectations of what movies are, and you get better. And I know this firsthand because of White Men Can't Jump. White Men Can't Jump was one of my favorite movies of all time. I went back
very
and watched
it for you.
I can quote the movie verbatim. Like, I mean, that's because I watched it so many times, and I went back and watched it after my daughter was born because I was up till 4 a.m. and I watched a bunch of movies in that like. Done with the show, and then just had a lot of time to kill before I basically handed her off. And that movie's garbage.
But did you still enjoy it?
No, it was awful.
See, this is what I'm not buying.
I was quoting it line by line by line.
This is what I don't buy.
No. What I loved about it is at 15 years old, I was a degenerate gambler. I spent my days at the horse track and bowling alleys, and it was what it was. Well, the movie caters to the degenerate gamblers of society because Woody Harrelson at the end of it, instead of staying with his girlfriend that was clearly an upgrade and clearly better for him in his life, he decides to go play one more game at the park and just ruins everything.
Now, here's the problem with this.
The worst ending in cinema history.
Stop acting like you only like good movies. This is another pet peeve that I have.
No,
We all enjoy bad movies we like.
Yeah. But it's not my top. It was a top 10 favorite to me. If you went back and dug up like an old Facebook profile pic from like, I don't know, like 2012 when you used to like your movies and stuff like that on Facebook, or I'll go back to MySpace, it would have been there.
You're too nostalgic for this take
that
to stick.
That movie sucks now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You still will like it.
No.
You can like something that isn't good
just
if you liked it when you were growing up.
People love things at 14 and they're supposed to love them until they're forever. Until they're between the ages of 80 to 89, Nick.
By the way, I was just proven, by the way, Jax Gregory, who is a child, who is 22, just said, did you just say the prequels suck? Because he grew up and he didn't know any better. He didn't have people in his life to tell him that there are better paths to go down. And I would say that Mitch didn't have that as well in 2014.
Jack still doesn't know better. He's still young.
Yeah. Well, but
I love
Mitch
him,
doesn't
but he's still
either.
Young. Mitch can rent a car, okay? He's old enough to know the draft
Jax
day sucks.
Jax can rent a car.
Barely.
You have to be 21.
25.
25, dude. Well, 21 you can be. You have to put down a $500 deposit.
So wait, let me
25
understand.
Was always the number. I couldn't go to...
25 is the number you can get a car without having to like go above and beyond with like a big
deposit. My Panama City beach trip got delayed by like 7 hours because we couldn't rent a car. We had a whole group of people. Our car broke down. We went to go rent a car. There was nobody was 25.
Okay, before we get to obvious things
they
that we probably should be getting to.
PCB09.
We have a few things that are coming up here, but draft day sucks. And nobody buys it. But just not for the reason you're not buying it. Now, that being said, we got a few things to cover here. I am of the mind with the Cavs Magic tonight. I am of the mind that the Magic actually might give you a run for your money for the first time in this series. Can I get you behind that take?
Little surprise you're going Cavs here.
Why is that?
It's been dominated by the NFL, and I got all excited to talk about the NFL. And
unfortunately, we just talked about it for 40 minutes, and we got to...
That's too much NFL?
I don't know if it's too much, but, you know, want to hit the Cavs before we go.
All right, fine. Let's hit the Cavs. I'm not as excited for the Cavs as I am the NFL tonight. Can I tell you that much?
Why is that?
I agree with your take, by the way.
Which one?
The take you had yesterday.
I had a few of them yesterday.
About the Cavs or the NFL.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but I think the point is we haven't touched on the Cavs in a minute here, and I think this game, I think everybody's going into it as hands-off with the Cavs.
I think so many people got themselves excited about what the prospects of a deep postseason run could be based off of yesterday's Boston game, and I think that's a little worrisome. I think everyone needs to pump the brakes a little bit. Boston's still going to win that series handedly, and you haven't cracked a code in figuring out Boston because Miami shot 57% from three.
Uh-huh.
That's not cracking a code. They shot that was the best they've ever shot from the outside in postseason history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that they had 23 wide-open looks, I think, is something. I think that's something that maybe the Cavs could take to the next round.
What if I told you neither one of those teams make me feel good about a second-round matchup?
You're scared of the Heat without Jimmy Butler?
I'm scared of a team that can play elite perimeter defense. That's what I'm afraid of. Yeah. And I'm afraid of a team with Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, So I've evolved my Cavs measuring stick for the second round.
We've got the Foxometer. I don't know if you've heard of that.
We have the have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this?
You guys have done that like 12 times today.
Let's add one more.
What does the Foxometer think about the fact that Denver in a 7-game series against Boston would win in 5 games?
It'd be a sweep.
I mean, easily, right? Like 4 or 5 games. Like, I don't even think the sad part for Cavs fans is that even if we're competitive against Boston, we're still miles away from what Denver currently is. The top and the top of the East is not even close to what Denver is.
I just want to point out here, we went from draft day to white men can't jump to, in fairness, I threw in the prequels.
I'm on the NBA.
To Cavs Magic game 5, there was a quick layover there. To the Boston-Miami series, and now we're on to Denver?
Well, I hope we did Cavs Magic Game 3.
I mean, I'm just glad we're not talking to the guy the other night that's complaining about people not being excited enough, because all we're doing right now is just, guys, get ready for the road to end here.
Ooh, the assassin.
Keith.
You got to watch.
Oh, watch out for Keith.
Complain about the Cavs fans not being excited enough, but the season's almost over. Everybody prepare.
I'm not complaining about the Cavs not being excited. I get it.
You wanted phone calls.
I always want phone calls, but I get it. Like, I get it. This series isn't interesting.
Well, okay, but
I think tonight isn't going to be either.
I don't know that tonight's going to be. That's why I'm talking about the draft at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and you should listen to me talk about the draft instead of watching that game.
Well, but I think the problem with I don't think anybody knows for sure what this game is going to be.
We have no idea.
But here's the thing. If you look at the home road splits for the Magic, at home, there's a 10-point swing.
Much better at the Kia Center.
Yeah, like by a wide margin. They score 5 more points a game, and they defend better by 5 points a game, too. You add that to the fact that, I don't know about you, I still would like to see the Cavs prove themselves every single game in this series before we even start worrying about Boston or Miami.
Have you changed your thoughts on J.B. Bickerstaff after 2 games?
No. No, that is the most, and I'm not saying you're saying this, it's the most overreactionary thing I've ever heard.
Did you hear Brendan Haywood on with, Haywood?
Yes.
On with us earlier?
No.
Okay. He.
No, I'm smiling
this
at you.
This is Jam Up Fox Day, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm not, how
what
did
are you jamming
jam
up Fox for? What are you jamming up Fox?
Why are you jamming me
Stop
up, bro?
Pandering
by the way,
way,
I noticed, I pandered to him for 12 minutes, you know where it got me? Absolutely nowhere. Just got me stuck in a corner, nowhere. I pandered to him,
stuck
and all
in
of a
corner.
Sudden, I got a buddy. I got somebody to hang out with. So
you need another polo? I got you.
I mean, you see why I do this. I do this because it always works out better for me. You don't even acknowledge my pandering. I pandered for 10 minutes.
Oh, well, because that's not how. No. I accept your pandering.
Great point you had yesterday.
No,
you
I'm
go,
not
which
doing
this. One?
Keith,
which one?
I don't even know who I'm talking to. Dustin, what was your point on Haywood?
He said that JB's doing a hell of a job. He said that, you know, what do you say? Basically. Your guy Budenholzer is not an X's and O's guy. Yeah.
Or not an adjustments
guy. Not
an
adjustment
guy
compared to JB, who's a big-time adjustments guy. I don't know that he is, by the way. And he thinks that JB is doing a hell of a job.
A lot of people think right now that he's doing a hell of a job. I took a lot of calls last night on overtime with Jonathan Peterlin. A lot of calls last night, people being like, hey, JP.
People.
What do you think? Have we changed our mind on JB Bickerstaff? Have we fixed what we think about JB? What does he have to do if he goes competitive against Boston? Because people are already moving on to Boston. If he goes competitive against Boston, do we have to rewrite what we think about JB Bickerstaff and that whole conversation?
I'll say that's a much more valid conversation than Orlando. Orlando is walking into a gunfight with a gun with no bullets.
But 2 months ago, it was inconceivable. A month ago, it was inconceivable JB Bickerstaff could save his job. Now we're actually finding roadmaps to how he does it.
Yeah, I think...
That's a change.
I no, because here's the thing. You still got to go out against Boston and do it.
But it's open, is the point.
No. I think right now...
There's a pathway there.
It's decided until he makes it undecided, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. But again, the path is there. If they play competitive against Boston, JB has done enough in a lot of people's minds. I'm not saying yours. It's why I'm asking you. But in a lot of people's minds, he's done enough. He's shown you that on the big stage. This is what we're supposed to judge these guys off of, right? The big stage, the playoffs. We spent all year saying we'll judge you on the playoffs. Then we get to the playoffs, and he's actually coaching well. If he continues to do it.
He's not coaching well. They're winning. There's no way to tell if he's coaching
there are
well.
There are more talented team, period.
But not just that. Orlando cannot score. That's like, listen, I'm open to the idea that I'm wrong on JB, but trying to use these two games, like, what's the coaching move? All I've heard is, oh, he's coaching better. No, he's winning. There's a difference between coaching better and winning. It's tough to tell if somebody's a better coach when they have the better team. But like in this instance,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Things like even Niang, for instance, he went 8 and then it really came down to 7 because once Niang wasn't playing the way that he wanted Niang to play, it was 14 minutes, he was gone in game 2,
and
that was it.
And this
like, that's a coaching adjustment that worked out in his favor in a big way.
No, because George Niang's actually been playing some of the better defense on Paolo Banchero.
That's not what they needed at the time. That's why he played 14
exactly
minutes and then got off.
That's actually what they need. Like, they've chosen defense. That's why Merrill's not playing. That's why Marcus Morris isn't playing.
No, but the recognition there to say we're going 7 deep here instead of the 8 that we initially started with, and to make the adjustments off of that, like, you have
to. Is this the series you have to trim the rotation in?
Clearly, you're winning these games by double digits.
No, but
you're up by 20 in the third quarter,
you're more
multiple
talented.
Games in a row.
You're winning because Donovan Mitchell's really good at basketball.
Right. Jonathan Isaac was the second coming of basketball, and now all of a sudden he's just trash.
And people
Paolo
were wrong.
Is trash.
No,
and all these
Jonathan
are,
Isaac
the Wagner,
is trash.
Wagner guys are trash.
No,
all these
no,
guys
real
are
quick.
They're just bad basketball players of the 5 seed, and JB deserves no credit.
Yes. Yes, in this series, yes. Like,
okay,
like,
then you're never going to be convinced. If he goes and plays well against Boston, you're never going
to
be convinced.
Orlando, what are you talking about?
So
they're
are you open
on
to
crap.
It? Are you open to the
this
idea?
Yes, but not in this series.
Are
what are you talking
open
about?
To the idea? I'm trying to figure out where you're at with JB.
I
know, he just
pretty,
gets louder. That's
been,
all it is. He just gets louder.
How dare you?
That's
but
all you're
also
doing.
That is true.
You're just getting louder. That's
well,
all you're doing.
Well, yes, and I'm also
What's
being
up,
writer.
He's been jonesing. I don't even know what we're arguing about. He's been jonesing.
I believe you're trying to check me on JB Bickerstaff.
I'm not
and
checking
saying two
anything.
Home games
loud
for his team.
I'm just
loud
asking and figuring
noises
out where you're at.
All right, so where I'm at is there's nothing he can do in this series that is going to change my mind on JB Bickerstaff, and we'll talk in Boston.
Then asked and answered.
No shows till then, I guess.
Is that all I needed to go?
That's it.
Okay. How about you?
Jeez.
Well, no.
How about you?
How about you with JB Bickerstaff?
I'm going to go back to pandering to Dustin. My
no,
goodness,
no, no.
I'm just going to yell at you.
Oh, see, yeah. Now, this is...
What's going
I'm just
on?
Gonna, it's a We're great sweatshirt you here. Have on. You my like goodness, one? I'm just getting yelled at.
The Jonathan Peterlin I grew up with back in our young radio days could
no,
handle
you've been,
an
No, you've been jonesing to get in a... You just want to do a screaming match with me because you've been jonesing for it, and
yeah.
I know that.
Well, think
I don't want to do
here
that
in
right
6 years,
now.
And that's you and me.
No, I just want to sit here and drink my tea and get ready for 7 o'clock draft conversation.
Would you like a safe space while you're at it?
Have a nice Thursday, please. It's a long
Can we go ahead and maybe get some special glasses to take some of the light out of the sky here?
Please.
Anything
yes.
else you'd like?
Oh, jeez.
Do we have somebody to pamper your behind?
If
like,
you
what do
had
we
it,
here?
It would be nice. I don't need to get in the. I don't need to do the raising
well,
voices.
No, no,
then.
No. You checked me on the
no
on
checked.
The JB thing.
No check. Just,
now
just
your turn.
Just a vibe check. Just feeling
no,
where
no,
you're
no.
at.
This is not a one take show.
Just
your turn
feeling
now.
Where you're at with JB.
Your
I said
turn.
A lot
now.
Of people were they were asking last night. They wanted to know.
Okay, and
where's
now
everyone at with JB?
Now your JB take, please.
My take with JB is I feel like the fan base is way more open to this conversation than they were last week.
Okay, but what's
Way
your take
open.
On JB?
I'm with you. I got to see what happens in Boston. Hmm. That's the funny thing. We weren't far off, but you wanted to yell at me.
I did a little bit.
I know.
Because you know why? You give it back.
It's not a victory. We didn't even compete in anything.
And by the way, if anyone did win, it would be me. Obviously, we are an hour and a half away from the NFL draft. Where's the intrigue for you, JP?
I want to see how many offensive players go off the board.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if we get 6 quarterbacks. I want to see how many wide receivers we end up getting. We're going to break the record. 19 offensive skill players is what the record.
Can we all
we're
agree?
We're going to break that.
If 6 quarterbacks go in the first round, this is the dumbest first round of a draft we've ever had.
Why is that?
Because not all 6 quarterbacks. I'll be honest with you. There are 2 quarterbacks I think might be deserving of top 10 picks. I think everybody else is going to be overdrafted.
All right, which one do you think is overdrafted?
Drake May. And that kills me. I love Drake May.
Yeah, I like Drake May.
No, I'd like him. I just don't like him as the 3rd pick in the draft. J.J. McCarthy will massively be overdrafted because Jim Harbaugh's pounded the table for him. And because he was in a pro-style offense. J.J. McCarthy's not a top 10 pick. Should not be. That is Daniel Jones 2.0.
So you really must not like Bo Nix or Michael Penix then.
I don't like him because everything's relative. I like if Michael Penix falls to the 2nd round, I think it's a really nice value. Bo Nix too. It reminds me of Derek Carr with Bo Nix. Of like a guy who is a fringe first rounder in reality, mm-hmm. You get him with a 36th pick, it's brilliant. You get him with the 20th pick, it's Kenny Pickett. It's desperation. Hmm. I think the last 4 years have shown us you could have six quarterbacks, and all of them, by the way, one played at Ohio State and was in a national title game, and this guy was this. It doesn't mean that they actually deserve to be in the first round. It's the most overdrafted position, and the logic is, well, we need quarterbacks. At which point, there are plenty of average quarterbacks that you're probably better spending 3 years on than overdrafting any of the quarterbacks after three. That doesn't mean they won't be good, but when you overdraft them, it gets the expectations versus reality whacked out of their gourd, and all of a sudden you get into that vortex of Daniel Jones like the Giants have been in for damn near 5 years now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're – every year you see enough that are good, enough that are bad, everything in between. I like Drake May, though. I think he's going to be really good. I like a big body on a quarterback.
I think Drake May has a lot of the intangibles and just the size, too. Mm. People look at that.
Massive arm. I mean,
like, he looks like more – to me, he looks like more of a pro-style quarterback. But, like, I think there's a good chance, even though people are crushing it, and I'm still a little leery, too, that McCarthy could be one of the best quarterbacks in this draft. Maybe the best quarterback.
Can I ask you why?
I just think I liked how efficient he was. He is very athletic, and Keith watches the team Michigan a lot more than I have, and he thinks he's going to be good too. I'm not saying this because of what Harbaugh said. Mm-hmm. I just think the kid has some unique tools, and he seems like he's really smart too. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know the kid, but
Nick, did the Brock Purdy Jimmy Garoppolo comps did that scare you away from JJ McCarthy?
No.
So what scared you about him?
I don't think he's actually that good of a player. I think he's.
Name one thing that he does that you don't like.
Okay, so he is in a pro style offense. I don't think he has anything special about him.
Jam him up,
other
Keith.
Than he's a good
jam
leader.
Jam him up.
Well, I thought you
situational
did
football. Like, people always point to the Penn State game. Like, you don't understand football if you don't understand what they did in the Penn State game. Like, that wasn't about JJ McCarthy. First of all, he was a little banged up in that game. That was about their tackles couldn't handle the defensive ends for Penn State. That had nothing to do with their pass game. That had
is
more
he an
to do
elite
with they
passer?
Couldn't protect.
Is he an elite passer?
I don't know if he's an elite passer. I think he's a good enough passer. I think he's a good passer, yeah.
Is he what does he do that's elite? You need to have an elite trait in the NFL.
I think he's an elite leader, and I think he's an elite just playmaker. I think he makes plays. Nick, in every single game down the stretch, the Ohio State game, both playoff games, he made situational plays when it mattered most in those games against good defenses.
I think Eli Manning
great
made,
defense in the case of Ohio State and Alabama, which he single-handedly beat down the field in key moments.
I think Eli Manning made some elite plays in two playoff appearances, and people have turned a good quarterback into a great quarterback.
Okay, but
and that's
people
not
are
the
saying
case.
That about people are okay. What do you love about Caleb Williams to make him the number one pick?
I don't love Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams is also being overdrafted.
Like
his relative.
Why you don't like Drake May as much either, then.
Like his relative. Like goes down this year specifically. Like, there are years I thought Trevor Lawrence was a can't miss generational prospect. My only concern was, where do you go? This year, I think it is 100%. I think any of these six guys that could go in the first round, I think it's all determined where they go. Because if Drake May goes to a place where he needs to be the guy day one, they're going to ruin him. Because here's the thing. I love the Josh Allen thing. Josh Allen was booty cheeks in year one. And by the way, he didn't play until later in the year.
Really, year two as well.
Yeah. So
he exploded in year three.
So, like, if he goes to a place where the expectations are to be a franchise quarterback day one, and, more importantly, be that within the first 2 years, like Justin Fields.
I mean,
wasn't
how many times have we wondered if Josh Allen went to Cleveland, what would have happened to Josh Allen?
Yeah. No, exactly. So, I mean, I'm already a little skittish on any of these quarterbacks, but, like, I'll be honest. I think Caleb will be a nice quarterback. Might be Kyler, but I don't think he's Pat Mahomes.
Are you, and I'm not saying you're right or wrong on this, are you just saying that you are a situational with your quarterbacks? Like, where they go matters just as much as anything at this
point.
I'm
not usually to this level.
Because you mentioned Trevor Lawrence, and really we've had, in my estimation, three guys in me watching football. I mean, it was Peyton Manning, it was Andrew Luck, and it was Trevor Lawrence, where we knew from a very, very young age they were going to be awesome. It didn't matter where they went. And the fact that Trevor Lawrence isn't as great right now, and I still got a lot of hope that he will be, I think that shook a lot of people, and I think a lot of people right now are coming to what you are saying, which is situational, like where you end up matters more than anything.
Well, and I think specific to the draft, that draft, I don't think Zach Wilson was guaranteed to be a bust. I don't think Justin Fields was guaranteed to be on somebody else's team going on year three. Trey Lance really had the markings of, you didn't play enough in college, you probably, but even New England, 1 year with Josh McDaniels, he looks like the heir apparent to Tom Brady. 1 year with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, and 1 year later, he is out of New England. I think that's like, and even the golden boy, Trevor Lawrence, as you kind of pointed out there. Like, and even then, I thought he was almost foolproof, and look what happened.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.